Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I am your host, TJ, aka Tymar. Now, before I get into this episode, I just want to say shout out to everybody who's been listening to my podcast. You know, I've been recording more episodes now. I've been feeling like I could shoot more now. And honestly, I took a week off from work. I think I already said that in a few other podcasts, but I just took a week off, and bro, like, I just been shooting a lot of episodes, so can't wait for you guys to hear them. But like I said, I appreciate the love and support that I've been getting from this. Bro, I do it for fun, you know what I'm saying? But like, sometimes I do have like a little bit of advice for people in it, so it's kind of nice to like know if people do listen to it and like I open up about certain topics like depression and stuff. So a lot of people can relate to, you know what I'm saying? So appreciate y'all for sticking around. And I know I wasn't shooting a lot of episodes, but now I am. So yeah, appreciate y'all. But let's get fucking to this. Ooh, almost done. Hold on. Let's get to this. If you have not seen Halloween Kills, do not listen to this episode. I promise you there's nothing going to be nothing but spoilers about this episode. So, if you have not seen Halloween Kills, do not listen to this podcast. I'm going to give it like a minute of just silence. Not even a minute. I'm going to give it like 20 seconds. So you could just leave out of this episode if you're about to listen to this. So go ahead. Go ahead and leave. All right, you left. Cool. So Halloween Kills. What a fucking masterpiece that movie was. Bro, I don't think I've ever... Okay, bro. I've never been scared of Michael Myers ever in my entire life. Like, you know, like, the nigga is mania and all. But, like, bro, I've never been scared of this man. Tonight, that man made me scared of him. The way this man was killing each and everybody in that fucking movie, bro. Bro, ain't no fucking way, boy. Ain't no fucking way. Like, that nigga was just... Every kill... Like, I'm gonna say this, like... The movie was... The storyline was cool about it. I like the storyline of it, but, like... The title speaks for its fucking self, bro. Like, Halloween Kills. This nigga, bro... taunting people. Stalking people. Like, bro, like... This nigga is insane. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a Michael Myers movie that much gore, bro. That shit had me in fear. Like, bro, like, there could be somebody out there like that. And shout out to Peacock, because unfortunately my car isn't down. So I would have went to the movies to go see this shit tonight. No cap. That was the goal today, was to go see this movie in theaters. Now, like I said, shit happens, so shout out to Peacock. And, bro, I rolled up, had, like, my favorite, had some M&Ms and, like, and a Snapple. Watching that shit, bro, it felt like I was in a movie to turn my TV up a little loud, but, you know, niggas got a 60-inch, watching that shit on the 60-inch. Bro, it was just insane. Like, the maniest kill he did, I would want to say, is when he killed the boyfriend. Like, that nigga made it known, like, to Allison, like, look, bitch, I'm finna kill your mans right in front of you. And this man for surely did. He really took that nigga's head, bashed it on the fucking stair banisters or whatever you want to call it, and then looked at him like he was still breathing. Looked at that nigga, bro. Looked at her, looked at him again, took that man's head and flipped it the other way. Killed old boy. R.I.P. Cameron. Like, you know, he was a shitty boyfriend, but he was riding for his shorty, bro. He rode for his shorty and died for his shorty, bro. Like, we gotta smoke a little, you know, a pack for all the victims in that movie. But you know what I'm saying? My nigga didn't even know his best friend died, bro. That's the fucking wild part. I don't think he knew. That's why I gotta rewatch it. Because he didn't say nothing about Cameron or anything. So, bro, but that movie was lit. For surely lit. And the fucked up part was, we was already supposed to be on Halloween Ends. It was Halloween, the third one was supposed to come out this fucking today. You know what I'm saying? So now niggas gotta wait until next October to see how it's gonna end. I was reading about it and Jamie Lee Curtis said there's gonna be a lot of people sad and angry about it. Let me find out y'all niggas kill Laurie Strode, bro, and she don't survive this. You know what I'm saying? Let me find out. But shout out to Allison's mom, you feel me? Because she played a cool little big part in that. Like, she wasn't no sucker. She was like how she was in the last one. She was like screaming like for help and all this other shit. But Laurie Strode had her ass like in the gym shooting and shit. So she played Michael. He thought she was gonna be an innocent victim. What did Brett say in the vine? I mean, in that gif, he said, "You're a victim." You know what I'm saying? So she told that nigga, I'm scared. And she gonna be like, gotcha. Bow. Shot that nigga dead in his throat. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even then, like, burnt the house down. The fact that that nigga was hiding in the garage where all the guns was. Like, nigga, that's the worst spot you would want to hide. Because if you're in the middle of a fire and all the fucking grenades and shit blow up, nigga, you're gonna be crucified. You know? And then, excuse me, that nigga went one-on-one with all the firefighters. Let me tell y'all, I respect the firefighters, boy, because them niggas was like, we ain't finna go out like no bitch. We ain't finna go out like no suckers. So, you know, it was like seven of them and one of him. And, you know, unfortunately, them niggas didn't make it, but they didn't go out like no bitch. You feel me? Like, bro. And then, like, when she took that man's mask, and then she dropped in the middle of the street and all the people were just there. Like, the people were just there of, like, the neighborhood. And they jumped that nigga. They gang jumped that man, boy. That shit was so fucking funny, boy. I was, like, hyped. And then, sure enough, this nigga takes that knife out of his back and just start beating the fuck out of everybody. Like, bro, like, how do you get stabbed, shot that many fucking times? Like, bro, how can you kill this man? Like, bro, like, there's no fucking way in hell a nigga is that invincible for you not to die. I'm just so upset. Like, they really jumped this nigga. I'm over here. Let's fucking go. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the neighborhood for sticking up for themselves and ain't letting this nigga just bully them. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this 28, you know, this 2021, low-key it took place in 18, but, you know, they was like, nigga, this is a new generation. We ain't scared of you. My mom and them probably was, but we not. We finna jump you. So, you know, that's like that meme, fight back, nigga, fight back. Like, that's how they jumped that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't no fucking way, boy. That nigga just fucked around and just came back to life and started smacking them niggas. And then, you know, RIP to mama, you know, she got, I don't know what her dumb ass thought about going back into the house. My ass would have stayed my ass right outside with my daughter talking to her and shit. Now her daughter ain't got no mama, no daddy. Now she just got her grandma. So it's steep out here, bro. I'll definitely give that movie 9.5. The storyline could have been better, but they brought back the OGs. They brought back some cool OGs too, like from like 40 years ago OGs. from like the first movie, like Tommy, Lonnie, and Lindsay, like all of them were kids, and Lori was watching Lindsay and Tommy, and so, you know, it's crazy, like they did a little circle, like, ooh, whoop, like, you know what I'm saying? And then they honestly proved, like, they casted a Loomis, and it looked exactly like the Loomis from the old school movies. Like, Loomis, rest in peace, the nigga is dead, you know what I'm saying? He was born in 1920s, so, you know, he wasn't gonna make it to see this movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, he watching it up in the big lands, you know, on the flat screen TVs up there. Anyways, got too deep. Anyways, it was a cool, like I said, it was a cool movie. I'm going to watch it again. On a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the movies to go see it, because those are the type of movies, like, you got to see in the movie theaters. Like, you can't just watch that shit at home. Like, yeah, it was cool to watch it at home, but, nigga, I want the movie theater to be loud as fuck. Like, I can't really turn my TV and shit up that loud, but if I could, I would. So, telling y'all right now, if this man Skyler didn't fucking move, boy, we'd have had a whole ass movie night at my house. Me, Missy, Skyler, hopefully Daniel would have been here. We'd have had a Losers Club movie night and watched that shit. Cause, bro, like I said, the killing in that shit, bro, like, my man's hit the nigga under his armpit. Nigga, that's where you know where all the arteries are. So he knew, I don't know, but I don't know if it was a coincidence how he just hit him right there, but that nigga really, nigga just bled out. Overall, Michael Myers ain't to be fucked with. That's the first time, like I said, that nigga's had me spooked, and I've never been scared of that man, any type of movie he's ever made in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only person who will really terrify me, no shit, is Jeepers Creepers. Like, Jeepers Creepers got niggas on their neck, boy, because ain't no fucking way, boy. And you know what? It's so crazy because, like, in the 90s, like, Halloween and Scream and Chucky was all out. Bro, Scream 5. Speaking of that, Scream fucking 5. Trailer dropped the other day, and I thought it was a fake. When I tell you, I'm so happy that they're bringing Scream 5 out, and it comes out January 14th, bro, I will be in front row to see that goddamn movie. Let me tell you that. And then I'm hearing rumors that they said Stu from the first one was gonna be supposed to be the killer in the third one, but they were like. But I'm sitting here, I'm like, didn't this nigga get electrocuted from the TV? How he make that? You know what I'm saying? But maybe, you know, like, maybe when he comes back to life or whatever they do, he might have all the scars and shit from the television fucking his face up. But Scream 5 looks lit, though. And I honestly, when he said, Sydney, it's an honor, I already know for a fact it's not someone coming after her, bro. It's not no one coming after her. Now, it's always, in those type of films, though, it is always two killers. So, it could be another killer. And then, oh, bro, and then Chucky got his own TV show now. Like, Halloween is lit this year. October is lit this year with all these good-ass movies and shows coming out. I gotta watch that Chucky one, because they got the old-school Charlie Ray in that bitch. That Chucky. Like I said, I don't understand how y'all niggas be getting smirked by Chucky. But that nigga would have been in a fire pit of doom. Fuck that little nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, all I'm saying is, bruh, go watch Halloween Kills. Of course, you already seen it. But go see that shit again. If you watch it on Peacock, you gotta go to the movies to go see that shit. So, I just thought I had to do a little review, or not a review, but like talk about it, because I'm sitting here like I can't really talk to nobody about it because these niggas ain't seen it yet. So I got to talk to the people who have seen it. And, you know, talk about it. If you've seen the movie and you want to talk about it more, boy, follow me on Snapchat, Twitter. No, actually, follow me on Twitter. CHEFFBOYARTEEE. And DM me, bro. We could sit here and talk about that shit all day and think what Halloween Ends is going to be about, because that shit's going to be wild. So, anyways, y'all have a good night. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to finish this blunt. Take my ass to bed and get ready for work tomorrow. Y'all be easy. Have a good night.